That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Do you want to connect with your spirit guides? I think it's a lot easier than you think, my friend. We love spirit guides over here on Dear Gabby, and spirit guides are loving beings that guide us to learn valuable life lessons and return us to that sense of safety inside and guide us throughout our life. And the more that you communicate with them, the more you can access their infinite wisdom. It's like any friendship. The more you pick up the phone and call that friend, the more they can give you. And so you can actually pick up the phone, you know, make a big call to those guides today. You can connect with your guides right now by practicing my free spirit guides meditation. You can download it now at deargabby.com/spirit guides. The link will also be in the show notes. Get ready for that full-blown connection, a connection that can support you forever, that can guide your life, that can be one of the most powerful relationships you'll ever establish. In minutes, you'll start to tap into their loving presence and connect to their guidance and support. And you might feel just warm or a tingling sensation, or you might see signs and symbols throughout the day. Download my free spirit guide meditation today at deargabby.com/spirit guides to connect with your guides now. Listen now to communicate with your spiritual support system and access their divine wisdom, love, and protection. That's deargabby.com/spirit guides.
Gabby.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. I have an episode for you today that was so healing for me. It was such a beautiful episode because it's a conversation with a lovely human being who also happens to be a friend and the author of the new gorgeous plant-based cookbook called Joyful. Joyful, which comes out tomorrow, people, tomorrow. And it's just so much more than a cookbook. It's just a way of life. And our guest today is Roddy Devlukia Shetty. Roddy is just such an extraordinary expert in nutrition, in Ayurveda, and really shares with us the basics of Ayurvedic living, which is a 5,000-year-old natural wellness system. If you're not familiar with Ayurveda, don't worry, because Roddy breaks it down for us in the most simple and complete way. We talk about gut health. We talk about balancing our diet. We talk about connecting to our minds, our bodies, our spiritual souls to create true balance in our life. And I really think you're going to love this show. I know so many people out there just looking for ways to just heal and feel good and eat well. And this episode is your answer. Enjoy the show.
So you walk in and I have salmonella. So this is really good timing because we're going to talk about your book, Joyful.
Yeah.
Joyful, which is genius. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I dear Gabby people. I coach people on the show. You're going to dear Roddy me.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Dear Roddy.
Let me do it.
Dear Roddy. I have salmonella. I have to take another course of antibiotics.
Okay.
So look, we're talking to you about food, nutrition, rebuilding your ecosystem through the food. I mean, whatever is going to come through us today. But my love, what would you do for yourself in this moment?
Good question. So, okay, you're on, you have to take another course of antibiotics and you said you've been on a few this year.
Yeah.
Or in the past year.
23, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing I would say is you have to do what you have to do. And I think there's a mindset towards when you have to take medication, even if it's something that you don't like, the first thing is having a positive mindset towards whatever you're taking. I remember this lady who follows Ayurveda, she had gone through cancer and she was telling me that whenever she was doing chemo, she would imagine it to be nectar that was being poured through her body and seeing it as something that was nourishing her body, even though it was stripping her of pretty much every piece of energy that she had. And I always remember that when I have to take something that I don't want to take, that I know is going to harm my body in some way, but at the same time heal me, because so many things do that, right? Like they'll do one good thing for something and then they'll negatively impact you in another. So first thing is mindset. And just having that mentality of, I need to get through this period of time, I have to take this. But then also awareness of, if I am taking this, what part of my body is it going to affect negatively? And so you already know it's your gut. You know, antibiotics generally affect our gut lining. They ruin our microbiome. And so the first thing I would recommend is to get in your probiotics. Now, you can do that through, I prefer live supplements in liquid form. I think liquid anything, whether it's magnesium, whether it's supplements, I prefer in liquid form. I think it absorbs into the bloodstream better. I think it's easier for the gut to digest, because often if your gut's already compromised, then taking capsules, it's difficult for our gut to even get into the capsule and digest the capsule before it even gets to the pre or probiotics. So I say have a liquid form of probiotic.
I've never even seen a liquid probiotic. That's
cool. So I've seen in Whole Foods. In the UK, they have this brand called Simprov. I really like it. Here, they've got a range of options in Whole Foods. So definitely that for at least a 30-day period. And then also the foods that you're eating. So there are lots of probiotic foods like sauerkraut, kefir, yogurts with live cultures, anything with live cultures. I said sauerkraut, kimchi, all of those foods.
Probiotic drinks.
Yes.
So you're really, what she's giving me here is so beautiful, because it's like rebuild the good bacteria.
Exactly.
While you're clearing all the bad bacteria.
Totally. So I'd say the foods that you're eating, you know, pick three options, you know, make sure you're getting your drink of the prebiotic, but then pick three foods that you're going to incorporate over the next month that you're going to make sure that it's a non-negotiable. Every day with my lunch, I'm going to make sure I have kefir or sauerkraut. Yeah. And make sure you build it in, because it's those little things every single day that end up building it up.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say is from an Ayurvedic perspective, and I don't know whether you've introduced your community to Ayurveda.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah.
Because, so I was so excited, because I'm like, okay, she can give me guidance, but I want to know about this from an Ayurvedic perspective. So before we even get my diagnosis, because I'm going to be dear Roddy the whole damn time. This is so freaking perfect. Why don't you just give us like, because I want to hear sort of 101 for the people. A lot of my audience is familiar with Ayurveda, but what is it in a nutshell?
Yep.
How is it benefiting us and how can we start to use it in our own life?
So Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old health science, and it's a health system that incorporates healing from the perspective, like it's a holistic healing and natural healing. Like it uses everything nature provides us with, and it teaches you how you can heal your body using nature. And so what I loved about it in comparison to conventional diet and medicine, because I am a nutritionist and dietitian by profession, and then I studied Ayurveda. And so it was really useful because I got to see both sides of it. And what's beautiful about it is it's all individual. And so you learn how what your body is, what your constitution, and we'll get onto that in a little bit, but it categorizes you as a specific constitution, is what they call it. And then it teaches you how your internal environment and your external environment can be optimized to make you bulletproof and to make you optimal in your digestion, your mental state, your physical body, and your emotions too. Yeah. And so I love it because it incorporates everything, because we're not just our gut, we're not just our body, we have so much more to us. And it really allows you to incorporate everything and teaches you how everything from your food to everything that you allow into your senses has the ability to affect every part of your life. And that's Ayurveda in a nutshell. I've done like a small part of it. I've studied as an Ayurvedic health counselor, but to be a doctor, you study for like 7-8 years. And even then you've just scraped the surface. But there are some really useful basic tips. And that's what I base my book on. It's not an Ayurvedic cookbook, but I've incorporated a lot of the principles that I think have seriously changed my life and the food principles that have changed my life that have allowed me to continuously live optimally, where my immunity is so much stronger, my gut's so much stronger, and I understand how what I'm eating is going to affect my physical body and my mental state.
Boom. I'm so psyched to talk about that.
Yeah, me too.
I do want to circle back to this other thing you said earlier, though, about setting intentions with your medication. Mm-hmm. And then we'll, because this falls into this whole lifestyle yes. choice of how you live, even if it's something that you have to do that might not be the greatest mm-hmm. thing. How can we do it with grace?
Yeah.
I've always believed that it would pray into the medication. Mm-hmm. So I'll set an intention or I'll say a prayer through the medication. Yep. Thank you for releasing what isn't wanted here. Mm. And then the same would go like taking the kefir and saying, thank you for replenishing what yes, I've lost.
Exactly.
And that the power of that intention is mm-hmm. so profound.
It is.
And it's spiritual. It's not, I mean, it's recognizing that there's God in all of it. Mm-hmm. There's God in the food. There's God in the medicine. There's God in even the diagnosis at times. It's giving us direction.
And that's living consciously. Like being conscious is being present with what you're accepting into your body and what you're letting out of your body. And I share that about before you eat, even having this small practice of gratitude or prayer. And even before that, when you start preparing the food, having a specific intention, like when a mom is cooking for their baby, I always compare it to this because I feel like that's the closest that you can probably experience it. The food that is cooked with so much love for you, whether it's your mom, whether it's your husband, you know, you feel it through the food.
Yeah.
And in the same way, I genuinely believe when I'm cooking for people, I can pour in an intention of healing and genuine care for the person that they are feeling through their physical body. So it nourishes them in their physical body, but also has the ability to nourish their spiritual part of them and their mind and their spiritual body too.
And we talked about this a little bit last night. I went to dinner at your house. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't know, Roddy's married to Jay Shetty. Mm-hmm. It's kind of odd being with the two of you because you both have the most incredible eyes in the world. It's like you have the green and he mm-hmm. has the blue. And it's almost like your eyes were like soulmates and came together. You guys are just gorgeous together.
Yeah, it was very random, honestly. Yeah. I didn't look at it. Everyone's like, did you just see his eyes and think? I said, you know what? I didn't even notice his eyes. I think it's, you know, when you, I've grown up with colored eyes, so I'm not used to, I don't recognize them as much on other people because I guess also.
Yours are like this yellowy, greenish.
Yeah, my grandma. I get mine from my grandma. He is just a genetic anomaly.
Yeah, he's where they a came genetic from. Anomaly. Yeah. Blue eyes. Yeah, but your babies are going to have some fabulous eyes. We'll
yeah,
see
I wonder if
here.
I'll skip a generation. Who knows?
I know that a lot of you have questions about hormone replacement therapy. So many women that are listening to this podcast have reached out sharing their hormonal woes with me. And as a 44-year-old woman, I am in the same boat. I understand. I share your pain. And it is also just natural to wonder what happens to us as we age. And my friends, the reality is that we get older, our hormones just simply decrease. But due to so many things, such as environmental factors, our hormones are decreasing at a much quicker rate these days. And it's imperative that we take the steps to rectify that. Optimal Bio specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, BHRT. BHRT is the exact same molecule that your body produces, so your body knows how to metabolize it. Optimal Bio doses your hormone dose off of your blood work, so it's personalized to you. The ultimate goal of BHRT is to balance your body's hormones, bringing them to the optimal levels your system was really initially designed to maintain. Hormones are the foundation of our health, with hundreds and hundreds of functions in our body. And Optimal Bio can treat a wide range of common symptoms such as fatigue, brain fog, trouble concentrating, anxiety, depression, even trouble sleeping. Because when your hormones are not in the optimal range, it's really
going to affect all those areas of your life. So Optimal Bio has locations all across the Southeast in Cary, Charlotte, South Pines and Wilmington, North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia, Greenville in Charleston, South Carolina, and in Austin, Texas. Visit OptimalBio.com and use code Gabby for 20% off your consultation. That's OptimalBio.com. Use code Gabby for 20% off your consultation.
I feel like you've definitely designed your home to be in your kapha.
Yes.
So you can get into this. So there's these different types of
bodies.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you give like a 101 on this?
Sure.
Just so we can start to think about it a little bit and maybe like a tip on what to eat, how to live, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, so cool. As I said, Ayurveda breaks down humanity into different categories. And so it's all based on the five elements, as is everything. It says everything from our external environment, the physical things that we touch, plus what's inside our body is broken down into the five elements. So that's earth, fire, air, ether, and water. And so there are three specific constitutions, or in Ayurveda, they call them doshas. And each one incorporates two of the elements. So kapha is earth and water. And as I'm saying these, I encourage people to like think about the qualities in their mind of these specific elements. So earth and water is kapha. Vata is air and ether. And pitta is fire and water. And so if you think about the qualities of these properties, so let's start with kapha, for example, it's earth and water. And so if you think about a person, if you're envisioning a person that was created from earth and water, what would you think of?
Earth and water, I would think of kind of grounded, but it's like fluid and grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So if you think about, so earth is the stability. And so if you think of physical features, they all have more of a sturdy body type.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, they may have like wider,
rock,
broader shoulders.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Broader shoulders. They're, you know, may have thicker muscles. Their cheeks may be a little bit fuller. Their eyes a little bit bigger. And so I'm a bit kapha, yes. Yeah. I've got kapha in me. And so a kapha body is that type. And then in terms of mentality, if you think about when earth and water go together, it becomes quite muddy. And so when imbalance, a kapha can go towards having low moods, feeling stuck in the mud. Change is very difficult for a kapha. And when balanced, they can be the person who brings comfort to you. They're the people you can go to and know that you can trust in them. They're very methodical. Everything is usually done at the same time in the same way, stuck in their routine. And so that's a generic example. When it comes to food, a kapha is meant to do things which stimulate them, because if you think about the earth and water and the muddy quality of it, generally we want foods and spices in our life that are going to energize us, uplift us, because a kapha tends towards being a little bit more stagnant. And so you want things that are going to bring movement and more fluidity to your life and a little bit more stimulation. So that's just a small example of a kapha. Pitta body, which is fire and water, predominantly fire, because when I say Jay, I was telling you yesterday, Jay is a typical pitta. He knows in mentality, knows exactly what he wants, very determined, gets things done. When imbalance, can get a little bit agitated because of the fiery nature. His digestion is very strong. A kapha's digestion can be quite sluggish and slow, but because pittas have fire in them, he needs his meals exactly on time. His digestive fire is really strong and will just, like a fire, just eat everything up really fast. And so when it comes to physical features of a pitta, sharp features, fire is sharp. So a strong nose, sharp nose, angular face, pretty, they say, average body shape, not extremely broad structured and not very petite, kind of somewhere in the middle. And then a vata is air and ether. So they are the lightest qualities. And so a lot of creatives in their mind would probably be vatas, because, or I would say artists, like the typical artist, where they wander around in their creativity, they can get quite lost in their creativity, but then find it difficult to actually be sturdy and get things done. And so in body type, that would be a smaller build in terms of smaller bones, smaller petite features, thinner hair, smaller eyes, like everything that's more petite and delicate is seen to be a vata body. Find it difficult to put on weight. Even if they tried really hard and ate a lot more, they find it a lot harder to put on weight. And so I hope that was a good breakdown, but those are the
great.
Three
I'm
kind
pitta,
of
I'm pitta, I'm pitta.
Yeah,
pitta.
Yeah, you're pitta.
It's like, Jay and I, pitta.
Similar personalities, yeah.
Similar personalities,
and
similar,
features.
That's also how I digest and just like move and live and go. I thought I was like a little vata because of my frame, but I really don't resonate with that at all.
Yeah, totally. And so your physical body could be one. So actually, we'll just to be accurate here, we all have all three in us because we all have the five elements. But you generally, when you go to an Ayurvedic doctor and they diagnose you, they'll give you predominantly the two that you have that are higher percentage. So you could be 70% Pitta, 20% Vata, and 10% Kapha. That's how your breakdown would end up being. And for anybody who wants to know what their constitution is without going to a doctor, there are so many online quizzes that you can do. And so you can fill it out as what you usually are. Like you can compare it to when you were a child and up till this point, what you would normally be. And then you can take it as you are now. And when you take both of them, it helps you to see where your imbalances are. And so the idea of life when you're going through understanding your dosha is I'm constantly trying to get myself back to my original constitution in a balanced way.
Yeah.
And then it helps so much because now I know, even with my relationships and with myself, I know if I can identify what a person is, like with Jay, I know that he will get agitated if he doesn't have his meals on time, or this is what happens to him when he is that way. It helps me to understand him a lot better and how we can interact with one another.
I love it. It's like marriage counseling.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Through,
like,
your food.
Okay, I get it. I get why you're being like this.
It was so beautiful the way you were talking about it last night. You're like, I know he needs to eat at this time, or he's going to have this, this, and this. And you can care for him in that way and have that extra level of attunement to your partner and alignment with your partner.
Definitely.
I love this concept. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So here I am. I'm a Vata. I'm or like strongly Vata. Mm-hmm. And I'm out of alignment with my Vata right now, with the strange bacteria that has entered my body. Mm-hmm. What might be the things I could do? Of course, I'm going to take an antibiotic to get rid of this, but then what else can I do beyond the feeding the good bacteria, but to come back into that balance now?
So one thing I would say, just to touch back on food, is a big part of when our digestion is weak, Ayurveda talks about how eating raw foods is the worst thing to do for your gut when it's weak. Because if you think about it, your body's having to digest the fibers and then get to the nutrients. And we have seven layers of tissue in our body. So for the nourishment of all of them, by the time it gets to our skin, our hair, our nails, that's why a lot of the time if our gut isn't strong, we don't digest the nutrients. And then our hair starts falling out or our nails are becoming really brittle. And so if you are noticing that your gut is weak, only have cooked foods because a lot of the processing is almost done outside of the body, essentially. And so avoiding raw foods, especially while you're on this, you know, 30-day period of taking your probiotics to allow your gut to rest a little bit more, to be able to replenish and create this good bacteria. So avoiding raw foods. And then a key component is adding in spices into your food because spices help, one, with your gut lining and helping it to replenish, but two, helps you to break down food. And I think spices are something which people use to add flavor and vibrance. And I share this, one of the biggest principles in my book is about this. You can use them for vibrance in your food and flavor, but even more so, use them to medicinally protect and prevent disease in your body.
Wow.
Because that is what spices are there for. They are such potent healers. And once you start, you know, incorporating them in a daily basis, you'll notice when I started doing this religiously 10 years ago, my immunity, my digestion, my energy levels, my mood, like they have been never been better.
Yeah.
I have just gotten better and better with time rather than feeling myself getting weaker. And so should I recommend some spices?
Yes, please do. Yeah. Yes. No, you're dear-rotting me. Okay, keep it coming.
So you start your morning, and this is what I start my morning with every day, and this is for every body type. Coriander seeds, cumin seeds, and fennel seeds. It's called CCF. It is the queen trio of spices in Ayurveda. They're very gentle to the stomach, but at the same time, they help to purify your blood. They help to detox your digestive system. And so in hot water, you can equal parts, teaspoon of each, boil it and drink that water. And that is an easy, simple way
cumin,
to get spices.
Coriander.
And fennel seeds.
And fennel.
CCF.
All the seeds.
All the seeds. Seeds are generally, and you know, if you're picking spices, ideally pick whole spices because as soon as spices are ground up, their smell, their potency, and their flavor start to diminish. And so ideally—
Do you want to get them somewhere special? Because like sometimes they can get mold on them and things like this.
Organic, where possible. We don't want to complicate things. Whole Foods has lots of whole spices.
Yeah.
Wherever you can get whole spices from, Indian shops, if you have any close to you, they have all the spices in abundance. And so definitely incorporating spices into your life. Nothing too irritating. So avoid the chilies and the paprikas.
Yeah, that's not going to be great for your stomach.
No, especially not if it's
a compromise.
Compromise. Yeah. So I'd say coriander, cumin, and fennel are the perfect ones to start with. And then you can start sprinkling them over your curries or using them in your salad dressings when you're having them. But making sure you're activating them with fat, because a lot of spices, with a majority of spices, their properties are activated when cooked in fats. And so you get even more of their medicinal potency, and they're gentler on your stomach because they've been, you know, sauteed in the oil.
Oh my God, yum.
Yeah, so good. And they smell so much better that way. So definitely spices. And then, you know, our body goes through, just like our mind goes through trauma and we feel anxiety, our body goes through it too. And we don't realize that our body's going through it. Because sometimes, like Jay has this a lot, his mind has managed to really figure out how to cope with stress, but his body hasn't. And so he will be like, I'm not stressed out. I don't have it. Like, I'm okay. I'm not feeling it. But his body will start to shut down or start to get acid reflux, or his gut will start acting up. And he's like, I ate this last week and I was fine, and I'm eating this now and I'm not. And so your body can feel stress even when your mind does not. And so you have to realize that when your body starts talking to you, and by that I mean you feel aches and pains and gut issues, it's your body telling you there is some sort of stress that's happening in your body. And so meditation practices.
Totally.
Find a way, whether it is, and you know, meditation is, again, something that is so personal. So whether it's mantra meditation, that's the type of meditation I do, and I talk about that in the book as well, yes, or whether it's silent meditation, or whether it's journaling, a way to, I see our body as a place to process and allow things to flow through you. Your body and your mind are not places to stagnate or hold things. They're places to allow to process and let go of things. And so in Ayurveda, it talks about how a lot of our disease actually roots from stagnant emotions that have been held in the body. And our gut is that too. And so really think about, take a moment to think, if you are getting ill regularly, if your immune system feels compromised, if you're doing a lot of the things right in the food area and maybe in your lifestyle, think about what emotions you may be trapping and holding in your body, because that could be what's causing low immunity and gut issues too.
My friends, listen up. I have discovered an awesome new line of supplements that are just so good. The best. They are called Vimergy, and they have made a huge difference in my life. When I am deciding what I want to put into my body, I am so particular. And with Vimergy, I'm 100% confident that I'm getting the best. Vimergy has a full line of wellness products, but I love their spirulina. So you know when you're on Instagram or TikTok and you see these girls, like wellness girls, like dropping green into their water and it becomes like perfectly green. That's spirulina. And Vimergy spirulina is just rich in over 50% plant-based protein per serving, and it supports my energy levels. But believe me, it goes so beyond that. It is my go-to for supporting my healthy immune system, cardiovascular system. I just love it because I can just feel the goodness radiating inside out. Vimergy meticulously sources everything with such great care, and it ensures purity and potency. I also really like Vimergy's micro-C immune power. People, it's a wellness essential, especially at this time of year when my kid's bringing home all kinds of funky stuff from school and everybody's got some sickness going on. With 1,000 milligrams of naturally pH-balanced vitamin C per serving, you cannot get a better daily immune boost. No added sugars, no fillers, just a beautiful blend of dual forms of minerals, buffed vitamin C, and complementary phytonutrients. So ready to elevate your well-being? Head over to Vimergy.com. That's Vimergy.com. Use code Gabby for an exclusive discount and make these Vimergy products your daily companions for wellness.
I am a big believer. I write a lot about it in my books recently about how the psychosomatic effects of our traumas or our unprocessed rage.
Absolutely.
And the gut is a first responder right there. It can easily create dysbiosis just because of what we're not processing.
Totally.
From Dr. Sarno's perspective, you send this impermissible rage to your stomach.
Yes.
So that you don't want to deal with it mentally, but your gut will have to.
You're
going to swallow it. Exactly. And so just having that level of attunement is so valuable as well. I got to say, Roddy, your book is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
I receive a lot of books like this, right? It's a popular niche. People are really in tune with their bodies now and creating beautiful foods, but also telling stories. This is special. The wisdom and the authority with which you can speak here comes through the book, but also the sort of like, you're so goofy and fun. And it's funny because online I see you in this like very, you're very childlike in a way, meaning, how do I say it properly? Just very joyful. And that's the title of the book. I mean, it's joyful. It's joyful. I didn't even mean to say that. It's joyful. And you bring such spirit to everything that you do. And it's coming through the book, Mama.
I'm so glad.
Just the language and the storytelling and your energy is just infused in this book. And it's the kind of book that you would come back to again and again and again. And you'd use it for inspiration, and you'd use it for healing, and you'd use it for just your spirit coming through the page. And I mean that.
Thank you.
I really mean that.
That means a lot coming from you, honestly.
I mean it, Mama, because I've seen so many different forms of books. Mm-hmm. And I just, there's certain books that come to me and I feel the energy of the human coming through.
Thank you.
And so for listeners who are looking to, one, you know, understand Ayurveda, one, learn more the beautiful recipes, having your spirit and stories coming through, but also just really getting that authority figure who's also going to bring you this level of joy coming through the page.
Mm. Yeah, I always say, whenever people ask why I wrote the book, I always say, I feel like I've been a student of so many great teachers that it only felt right. One of my teachers said that knowledge that's not shared is useless.
Totally.
And I love that so much. And I have had imposter syndrome for such a long time in my life, as I'm sure so many people have. But the thing that pushed me to keep going is I see myself as a bridge, and constantly see myself as a bridge, where there are so many teachers that I have had that know far more than I do. But I have a platform where I can at least share the basics. And then if they're interested, they can keep going further and further and further. And so I see my book as an accumulation of all the incredible teachers, from my mom, who is the most incredible cook, to my Ayurveda teachers, to my yoga teachers, to my nutrition and dietetic teachers that I had at college. When I was writing the book, I said, I do not want it to just be plant-based recipes. I love cooking. It is everything that I pour my heart into it. But at the same time, food is just one aspect of having a joyful life. Like, there's so much more to it.
That's right.
And so there are easy recipes. There are recipes from my heritage that are, you know, inspired by the spices of India. But also there are burgers and like a roasted red pepper tahini pasta, and there's noodles. And basically, I really thought about it as something where someone can pick it up, and there's something for everyone, every craving, every mood. Also a reminder that food that makes you feel good and food that is joyful and actually makes your body feel good do not have to be separate things. Like, we almost always feel that, okay, if I want to be healthy and if I want to feel good, I have to eat food that tastes really bad. And it doesn't have to be. You can have food that makes you feel good and brings you joy at the same time.
And the joy of making it.
And the joy of making it. The joy of making it and experimenting with the foods and realizing that you have the ability to completely change how your body feels based on what you're preparing in your hands. And that's such an incredible power to have.
Totally. I was talking about this with Jay last night, how when I was in your home, it's like very Asian influenced. It's all vegan. All the furniture is vegan. Like, it's just Zen. It's kapha. It's very kapha.
It is very
It really is kapha. Mm-hmm. And it's grounding.
It is.
It's grounding. It's like on the top of this hill, and it's just like earth. And I was saying to him that I'm like a crasher. Like, I had this hippie mom. She would like show up anywhere. Yeah. Like, oh, I'll come stay over.
Oh my gosh,
like,
come stay over.
So I'm going to come and live
in
your house.
Please, whenever you're here.
And I want to request a vata meal.
Okay, perfect.
And I want to cook it with you.
Yes.
And I want to relax in your home.
With us in the morning.
And I want to have tea with all of the spices in the morning.
Yes.
And I want to have a full-blown Ayurveda retreat at your house.
I think that would be so fun.
I'm inviting myself.
Yes.
But I know that you're, you know, your husband's like my brother. So it's like, I'm coming anyway.
Yeah, no, oh my gosh, you're definitely coming.
I would invite myself even if it wasn't Jay.
I would love that. And you know what? The environment is so, it's so nice that you felt that, because I have a vata mind. Like, my mind can be kind of all over the place. Yeah. And so to create a space around you, for anybody who feels like they're imbalanced in any part of their life, create an external environment at least that counteracts that and balances it, because that slowly then infuses to you internally. As soon as I walk through that house, even if my mind is all over the place, there's something that goes and it just completely recenters me and grounds me. And there's different things you can do for that, but I really recommend people, if you're feeling all over the place internally, create some sort of organization externally to counteract and balance out the chaos that you're feeling internally. And slowly it starts kind of rubbing off on you, because I had to do that a lot.
So I'm mainly Vata, right?
No, you said Pitta.
Mitta Pitta, yeah. So what would be a good balance for my Pitta-ness?
So Pitta is fire. So you need the air and the calm. And so if you're choosing workouts, nothing too intense.
That's true. That's what I do.
Yeah. Nothing too intense that's going to increase that fire.
Yeah.
If you are picking music, basically everything calm opposite. Music. Yeah. Calming, soothing, the foods that you're eating, not too many spices and sours and extremes.
Yeah.
You live in the extreme. And so you probably need things that help balance that out. So in your homes, not extreme colors, colors that make you feel close to water and nature and earth as possible. Yeah.
Great.
It's everything that you think. You know, Ayurveda is actually really simple if you think about it.
Yeah.
We don't live in nature, we are part of nature.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that everything that's happening in nature around us is affecting us too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's magical. It really is. It's really beautiful.
You're magical.
No,
Radhi.
You are.
Thank you for dear Radhiing me.
No, thank you.
Thank you for joyful. I want joyful, everyone. Everyone. This book is massive, and I can't wait to see everybody sharing their images from cooking and the beautiful, the pictures are stunning.
Yeah.
You, my love, are just, I could stare at you all day.
Oh, no.
She is the most magnificent, beautiful. Mm-hmm. You walk your talk in your presence.
Oh, well, thank you.
And your whole aesthetic.
Oh, thank you.
And your gorgeous skin. I'm in love with Radhi.
I love you. I'm so grateful to be on this podcast. Honestly, this is so surreal to be on your podcast. You've been a legend for such a long time. No, you are actually a legend. And it feels like such an honor to even come and have a conversation with you.
Well,
I'm so excited for you to come and live with me.
I'm going
to
come. You got to be careful, sweetheart. I'm going to show up with my bags.
We have all the rooms outside.
I might show up with a five-year-old. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, please.
No, I'm just kidding. I will not put that kid on top of that mountain. Who knows what's going to happen on top of that hill. No, I will come by myself. It will be my
please.
Zen time.
I would love that.
Yes, I like that. I've fully booked a room.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, Josh can come too. I love you. It's
thanks.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
This
thank you.
Wonderful.
Send me pictures of Jay's meals. I obviously need them.
I will. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So everybody go by Joyful. Radhi, where else can they find you?
I'm on Instagram at Radhi Devlukia, and I have a YouTube channel where I share recipes and a lot of wellness tips too. And yeah, those are the main areas.
Your YouTube is great.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.